I got to get something off my chest, then I'll allow you to get it off your chest. Is there something where you draw the line in life? Like, this is where I draw the line. And sometimes I've learned that you don't know where the line is sometimes until you cross it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Someone has crossed me.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Crossed the line of how a hostile work environment is defined. Call in 602-805-0101. Here at the radio station, if you work in radio, it's really laxed. You know, we don't have a dress code. Sometimes, you know, Sienna will come in literally draped like she just woke up.
Yeah.
JD always looks like he just woke up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what is that supposed to mean?
There's no dress code. We come lax. We get, you know, it's really cool. Really cool situations. One of my favorite things about working in radio. Here's where I draw the line working in radio. So here at the station, we're at a new studio, new building. We used to be in beautiful downtown Phoenix. Now we're next to the airport. More corporate buildings, nicer equipment and stuff like that. I think there was a design flaw with the podcast area. The podcast area, if you ever watch our Aftermath podcast live, it's near some windows near our boss's office. So there's no walls there. It's kind of a free, what would you call it?
It's like just a common area,
yeah,
almost.
A lounge area.
Common area, lounge area. There's no door. There's no enclosed door. So if people are walking around, they can hear our podcast. Now, our podcast is not safe for work. So sometimes we're cursing. We're saying things we can't say on the air. And people will literally walk into our shop not knowing we're recording our podcast. It's just, it's a dumb design they did over there. Well, here's where I draw the line. There's a certain worker here that works at another radio station that brings their dog to work. This isn't a little wiener dog or a chihuahua. This is a big-ass golden retriever.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mind if she brings her dog to work. Here's where I draw the line. Keep that dog in the studio. Keep that dog with you. Train that dog. She lets this dog just run around the station. It's the craziest thing to me. Now, I've always thought that. Oh, that's kind of weird. You're like a big-ass dog like Golden would just run around the station. I'm like, whatever. Until our last podcast, and the video's up. We posted it at the Morning Mess.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's the video where we are talking. It's a vulnerable kind of conversation about, in conversation during our podcast. And it's titled, The Hardest Goodbye?
Yeah, Our Hardest Goodbye.
JD, man, he was pouring from his heart that he was saying goodbye to his childhood home. His mom's moving from the Bay to New Mexico. And that was hard for you.
Yeah, it was very difficult. I mean, imagine saying goodbye to something you grew up in.
Mm-hmm. And it was very vulnerable in JD. We had a moment with JD. Then with JD, Sienna's crying on this podcast.
No, literally, I'm fighting tears.
That clip is viral and up right now.
It's up as well. Like, you don't see, Sienna's a tough girl from T-Town. She's actually crying on this, talking about how this was your grandmother and grandfather's house.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to give it up, but they tore it down.
Yeah, it was demolished.
It was demolished. Mm-hmm. And you, in your young heart, this is before radio, wish that you could have bought that.
Yes.
And while you were explaining that story, we were just like, oh my God, like little sis is crying on this podcast. Now it's my turn. I was like, oh, now I got to get vulnerable. My hardest goodbye was saying goodbye to my family, the unit of my ex-wife and my kids, my three kids, and knowing that we're not going to be a unit. So as I'm talking about, that's my hardest goodbye. Like, I'll never have my wife and their mom again. And that really, here comes this big-ass golden retriever running into the shot. Running up to JD. JD starts licking it in the mouth.
No, that's...
Now it's just... The moment is ruined. Mm-hmm. Now, because we... And the dog's owner is just walking. Hey, come back. Winston, what are you doing? Win. Come get this big-ass dog out of our podcast. And that's why I draw the line. If you're going to bring your dog to work, that's why I love dogs. I got a dog of my own. Have it on a leash.
Right.
Have some rules. Have some respect for your coworkers. You can't have a big German Shepherd, a golden retriever, might as well be, running around the whole station. That is crazy to me. And correct me if I'm right, Sienna, didn't we look at each other like, we're like, are you going to come get your dog?
I was watching her just kind of like lackadaisical.
Why do you do that to yourself? Why do you do that?
I don't know.
Help her.
Like, I could choose another word, but I choose to like pick what I don't
said lazy.
Have to say.
Yeah. Lazily?
Lazily. But I just started slowly trying to come for the dog, and it just was not quick enough.
No effort.
He just still gave in the shot.
Ruined the shot.
And I hear you while you're speaking on the podcast, because you're right next to me, and I'm seeing this dog, and I'm like, oh no, this is not going to end well. And it didn't.
The best part is the video is up, and you can see how annoyed I am. Mm-hmm. And JD loves the line. I think we might make it part of the show. I say,
Hold on. You said there should be rules here. But the way you said it, the comedic timing, y'all are going to love it because it was just one of those moments. It was the most perfectly well said thing at that time.
At the Morning Mess on Instagram, you will see the moment. You will see different versions of me. I'm being vulnerable. I'm trying to keep Sienna laughing and smiling from her crying about her nana's and tata's house. And then this dog just jumps in, and the owner just walking around like it's not a big deal. Like, there's got to be rules, man. We got to draw the line.
Now, there should be rules here.
There should be rules here. Did you text her to come in here?
Yes. Yeah.
And I love this girl. I've known this girl since she was a little promo rep here at the radio station for years. I used to call her rock star because I always knew she was going to be on radio. I just loved her vibe. She just got to learn some things. And I don't think over there they're teaching. They're from our sister station, Camel Country. And I'm going to call her in here. I'm going to tell her, you can't do this. You can't bring your dog in here without a leash.
Okay, let's do it.
Without a leash.
Bring the dog in is fine. It's just a big dog to be running around with his big ass tail just flopping everywhere.
Pretty well trained. I just think in that scenario where we're actually working, put him on a leash. Or like, just don't bring him around there. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think if she showed effort when he ran into our podcast, she just let him. Like,
I know. And my ADHD was like, oh, come on.
Jay didn't make it any better.
He's like, come here, buddy.
Come here, pal.
He was looking for the peanut butter to put in his mouth. Like a tongue kiss. I was like, bro, seriously? So when he left, it was hard to get vulnerable again. Like, yeah, so anyway, yeah, like, got divorced.
Windows closed.
Like, you guys already know I got divorced.
I think I wrapped up the podcast.
I think so.
Yeah, I was like, all right, well, check us out on the radio. It just ruined the moment. So I was like, nah, this is a professional setting. So where have you drawn the line in life? Does it have to be coworkers, in your relationship, with your person, with your friends? Have you ever had to draw the line and be like, okay, that's enough? Check out the video. And JD is so nervous right now.
No, I mean, I love it. I just love dogs too. So, I mean, you know, it was just a bad moment.